With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Montana Secretary of State Linda McCullough has accepted the Libertarian Party's replacement candidate for the U.S. House race. McCullough spokeswoman Emily Dean said today that an earlier dispute over Rick Breckinridge's candidacy has been resolved. The Ravalli County Libertarian Central Committee forwarded Breckinridge's name to replace Mike Fellows, who died Monday night in a car crash. But McCullough initially said it was unclear who spoke for the party. Libertarian gubernatorial candidate Ted Dunlap says a faction within the party had backed a different candidate and told McCullough the Ravalli County Committee did not speak for the entire party. The resolution of the dispute allows election ballots to be reprinted with Breckinridge's name. Montana is reopening the last closed segment of the Yellowstone River south of Livingston tomorrow. The 17-mile stretch between the Immigrant and Pine Creek fishing access sites was the hardest hit by a parasite that killed tens of thousands of mountain whitefish, along with other species. The Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks on August 19th banned all recreation on a 183-mile stretch of the river from Gardner to Laurel to prevent the spread of the parasite. The state says it could be closed again if new cases of dead or dying fish are found. A House committee is investigating complaints of sexual harassment, bullying, and other misconduct at national parks across the country, including Yellowstone, Yosemite, and the Grand Canyon. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee heard testimony on the allegations today. The complaints follow a report by the Interior Department's Inspector General that found male employees at the Grand Canyon preyed on female colleagues, demanded sex, and retaliated against women who refused. Montana regulators have turned back an effort to make energy companies divulge more information about fracking chemicals that are used to produce oil and gas. Today's action leaves in place a 2011 state rule that allows companies to conceal the ingredients of some chemicals that are considered trade secrets. The Montana Oil and Gas Conservation Board unanimously voted against a petition that would have made companies either disclose details on the chemicals or justify withholding them. A group of landowners, environmentalists, and health advocates say harmful chemicals in those fluids can threaten water supplies. They argued the current state rule violates the public's right to know about matters that can threaten public health. With the election 6 weeks away, Republican state lawmakers say Montana's Democratic governor needs a reality check. As Edward O'Brien reports, they say the state's economy is more fragile than Steve Bullock is letting on.
Governor Bullock is pinning his re-election hopes in part on the strength of the state's economy. His stump speeches are peppered with references to Montana's low unemployment, growing median household income, and diversifying economy. Republican State Representative Nancy Balance of Hamilton says the state's economic picture is far from rosy.
We know that our revenue is down. We know that our ending fund balance is down. And yet what we're seeing out of Governor Bullock's office is the same rhetoric that says everything is wonderful.
Balance and 10 other Republican lawmakers recently signed a letter to Bullock warning of a looming budget crisis. That letter noted Montana's fiscal year 2017 savings account balance is expected to be less than half of earlier projections of over $300 million. The governor's office says many of the same Republicans who signed that letter also once thought a $300 million ending fund balance was too high. Nancy Balance concedes that.
But if you planned for a high revenue estimate, if you planned for $350 million, then the fact that it falls down, that's not a good thing. Because where did the money go?
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
A Big Fork man is being investigated in a case alleging he defrauded 36 investors. The state securities department alleges John Kevin Moore was selling investments into mineral leases without registering the securities with the state. District Judge Robert Allison issued an order Tuesday to freeze Moore's assets. No criminal charges have been filed. A 56-year-old Billings man has been sentenced to 45 years in prison for stabbing a man to death during an argument over money. Robert Lee Bauer had earlier pleaded guilty to mitigated deliberate homicide in the December 2015 death of Joseph Broganrope. A new study says that Montana's potential for wind energy production is better than that in the Columbia River Gorge between Oregon and Washington. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Ben Kugelow with the Northwest Power and Conservation Council says that for utilities looking to meet their regional electricity loads, the blowing patterns of Montana winds are better than those of the famously windy gorge.
Overall, what we do see is you have in Montana a resource with higher annual energy generation. I don't think that surprises anyone. What we're really adding in here is in the winter, it really is a much better capacity resource for utilities looking to diversify.
He spoke at a meeting of Montana's Wind and Transmission Working Group Thursday. The group was created earlier this year at the direction of Governor Steve Bullock in his Montana Energy Future Plan. It brings together developers, utilities, and state and federal agencies. Montana's Department of Environmental Quality says the state ranks among the top five for wind power potential. The DEQ reports about 7% of electricity generated in Montana in 2015 came from wind. That percentage is expected to grow. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.